A political scientist at DePere St. Norbert College says it's easy to understand how voters could get confused about the series of recalls, especially during the dog days of summer.
The recall elections are so squirrely because they happen so infrequently here and across the country.
Charlie Jacobs says the second Senate district candidates must appeal to a wide variety of voters from different geographical and socioeconomic backgrounds. The district includes most of the city of DePere, then extends south to parts of Appleton, west to Shawano, and north to Okano Falls. Jacobs says incumbent Republican Robert Coles has managed to hold his seat for 29 years.
To a certain extent, I think he's become sort of the comfortable sweater of politics up here, because he has rarely faced, at least in this last decade, any challenger of note.
That could be Nancy Nussbaum, the Democratic challenger. She was mayor of DePere until 1995, then went on to the Brown County Board and eventually became the county executive. During her tenure, Nussbaum says the county built two new libraries and a concert convention hall. Television ads accuse her of increasing county spending, but she says that's not the whole story.
And we did it all with public-private partnerships. Literally tens of millions of dollars of private money went into these projects, and they were funneled through the county's books because people made their contributions to the county. We then, in turn, built the libraries, built the rec center.
Robert Cole says his record is being misrepresented in television ads, too. Some accuse him of going in lockstep with Governor Scott Walker's budget. Cole's cries foul.
For example, in his budget, he wanted to get rid of the phosphorus rules. I advocated taking that out, and I succeeded. He wanted to get rid of the cost-benefit analysis, which was my bill from 4 years ago. That gives more information about contracts. We succeeded in removing that.
Cole says he's always advocated a balanced budget, something he says the budget repair bill he voted for will accomplish by giving communities and school districts more leeway bargaining with unions. He also takes umbrage with a Nussbaum campaign ad accusing him of backing a no-bid sale of state-owned power plants. He says it's flat-out inaccurate.
We might have to spend more money buying the power from the utility if we would sell these. So I don't buy into the fact that they should even be sold, and I'm being criticized for trying to sell them. It's like, I don't agree with that. I wanted that out of the budget.
The sale was removed from the budget. Cole says he's the same state senator he's always been, but the district is set to change dramatically if Republicans' redistricting plans go through. Nancy Nussbaum says the plan shows what can happen if one party has a concentration of power.
And my home was very artfully carved out of the Senate district I've lived in for 35 years. By half a block. And I don't think that was by accident.
Coles rejects accusations of gerrymandering, saying he once had to move as a result of redistricting. The only poll done in the race on behalf of website Daily Kos shows an almost dead heat, with Coles ahead by 4 points. The campaign's only candidate forum is set for Monday, the day before the vote. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.